Next patient is Diana Belling. D-I-A-N-A. Diana Belling is B-E. B as in boy. B-E-H-L-I-N-G. B as in boy. H as in house. B-E-H-L-I-N-G. Belling. Diana. Next paragraph. Copy for Christopher Larrazabal, M.D. Larrazabal is L-A-R-R-A-Z-A-B-A-L, Larrazabal, M.D. Next, chief complaint is history of COPD and hypoxemia. Next, his presentation. This is a this is a 64-year-old lady who has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity, was having low oxygen saturations, and did take a course of antibiotics, prednisone, and apparently the saturations did improve. The patient does not have any home oxygen. The nice chest pains, the nice headaches or dizzy attacks. She does have some postnasal drip and nasal congestion. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension, prior history for fracture of the right shoulder with reconstruction of the arm, as well as fracture of the arm with repair. She has hypertension and she has depression with anxiety, as well as history for essential tremors. Other history includes history for hepatitis A, B, and history for glaucoma, and cutaneous herpes of the left thigh, and arthritis. She had a cholecystectomy and removal of a lipoma of the left arm. Next. Allergies. None listed. Next. Med list. Clonidine 0.3 milligrams BID. Citalopram 10 milligrams daily. I'm sorry, 10 milligrams in the AM and 20 milligrams at PM daily. Primidone 50 milligrams daily and atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily. Carvedilol 25 milligrams BID. Xanax 1 milligram TID. Protonix 40 milligrams daily. Buspar 10 milligrams BID. Amlodipine 5 milligrams daily. And Albuterol inhaler 2+PRN. Next, physical exam. Oh, I'm sorry, not physical exam. Habits, the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 30 years. No alcohol use. Next, family history. Father died of cancer of the prostate. Mother died of Alzheimer's. Next, system review. Patient denies weight loss. She has chronic tremors, essential. She has shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. She has abdominal pains, heartburn, and constipation. She has joint pains, muscle aches. such as headaches and numbness of the extremities and memory loss, no skin rash, just anxiety attacks, such as urinary frequency and flank pains, and such as hay fever, also has glaucoma and cataracts, and no fever or fatigue. Then I have bleeding gums. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white female is alert in no acute distress. There is no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 110 over 60. Pulse is 76, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 144, saturation 98, HENT, head norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal cavity matters, throat was clear. Next supple, no bruise in the thyroid, enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with scattered wheezes throughout both lung pits, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2. No S3 or murmur, abdomen is soft, benign, no masses. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex in the 1+, no gross motor deficit, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression. Number 1 is COPD and emphysema. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is degenerative arthritis. And number 4 is essential tremors. And number 5 is depression. Next plan, patient. Anxiety and depression. Next plan, the patient will get a complete PFT done, and a low dose CT chest in 2 months. She will use a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDTRN. She also will got a CBC complete metabolic profile. Then the follow-up is it be arranged in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Christopher Larrazabal, LARRAZABAL. Thank you, Dr. Suzanne.